This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It's been a while since OSHA, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, has been frontline news. But President Trump's decision to declare meat processing plants as critical infrastructure has done it. Some of those plants, as you've heard, surely have become coronavirus hotspots. Thousands of workers have gotten sick. As many as 20 have died. That's from the union that represents those workers. It's OSHA's job to protect workers in this economy. All of us in normal times, essential workers in particular right now. From the Workplace Culture Desk, Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more on what the agency can and cannot do.
OSHA creates safety rules that employers have to follow. That's its most important function, says David Michaels, the former head of OSHA under the Obama administration. For example, at the height of the AIDS crisis, the agency issued rules for the disposal of needles in healthcare facilities.
And as a result of that standard, every hospital room, for example, every doctor's office has a sharps container.
Sharps container, basically a sealed box for needles. But it usually takes years of study and debate to come up with those rules when there's no time to waste, like in a public health emergency.
The agency should issue an emergency standard.
OSHA hasn't done that yet. It has put out workplace guidelines that basically say to follow the CDC. Debbie Berkowitz is with the National Employment Law Project.
CDC guidance is advisory. It's voluntary. Employers do not have to follow it. They can choose to ignore it.
Employers are legally obligated to provide a workplace free from recognized hazards, says John Henshaw, who headed OSHA during the George W. Bush administration. But when it comes to COVID,
this is all new for everybody. So it's kind of hard to argue it was a known hazard and you should have done something about it.
When employers are suspected of violating OSHA standards, they're subject to inspections and then fines, says Ann Rosenthal, a former top lawyer for the agency. But the number of inspectors that enforce rules is limited.
And it would take 165 years for them to get to every workplace in the country.
Inspections can be triggered by employee complaints. OSHA has received thousands of those since the pandemic began, but has issued no citations to employers so far. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.